New home construction obviously creates a lot of direct construction employment and purchases of materials. Most of the labor is purchased locally. Much of the materials are purchased locally. So there's a very high multiplier effect or ripple effect from that. And of course, then when people buy a new house, they have to move in, they buy furniture, and so there's a lot of additional expenditures. Existing home sales are also very important. When one family moves out, another family moves in, so there's two moves. So movers and realtors and finance all get involved. And oftentimes people will do some refurbishing, buy furniture or carpets or other things, paint when they move into an existing home. And so housing has a very significant ripple effect. That occurs everywhere in the country, of course. But for Florida, housing is particularly important because, as we've discussed, most people who move to Florida, which is 90% of the population growth, have to sell a house. And so housing markets east of the Mississippi River, from whence we draw most of our growth, how they do is critically important to our population growth on top of our housing markets.
What do the national numbers look like right now?
Well, there's both good and bad news. The good news is existing home sales continue to rise all across the country and strongly east of the Mississippi River, which is the base from our population growth. So that's the good news. The bad news is that new home sales have plateaued out. Over the last almost 6 months, new home sales have been running at about 450,000 at an annual pace. And higher interest rates and higher home prices have started to add additional slowing in many parts of the country.
I know there have been higher home prices as things recover. Why do you think now is the time for a plateau? What do you think is driving that?
Well, there's a couple of things. First, prices have gotten high enough to cause some issues, especially given the rather slow growth of disposable income. We've had moderate growth in employment, but very slow growth in income. Secondly, interest rates have risen from 3.5% last year to 4.5% now. And so the higher prices coupled with the higher interest rates create higher financing burden, higher monthly payments relative to slowly growing income. So the combination of all those things, I think, is sort of reached the tipping point and caused it to plateau out.
What kind of information do we have for Florida? Is this type of thing happening here?
It's hard to tell, regrettably. There's significant information lags. New home prices are not reported in the same way that existing home prices and existing home sales are reported. It's frustrating. And this week's been frustrating because, of course, with the national shutdown, we didn't get any employment numbers either. So when we lack data, it's hard to make good policy, and it's hard for business people. It's hard for homeowners to make the best decisions. So these data lapses really do affect our economy.
Let's take a look at the existing home sales data that we do have.
Yeah, what they're showing is some slowing of the growth in sales. We had a tremendous recovery coming up out of the bottom of the Great Recession. Very strong increases in both the volume of sales and in pricing. But as sales volume slows, these price increases can't be sustained. The other thing that happened with prices is last year we had a lot of distressed sales. And now most of that is washed out of the market. So without the distress sales depressing price, we saw prices pop up.
What kind of effect will that have on Florida?
Well, I think it'll have an overall good effect because volume is the most important driver. If we get high volumes, then we have higher levels of economic activity, higher levels of income and employment, and that's great. The pricing, yes, we've come off the bottom. I don't think prices are going to go back to their previous peaks anytime soon, but yet we've had a 35% rise on average in prices from the bottom to where we are today, which is a significant improvement in wealth. So all of those things are good for Florida's economy.
What are the concerns going forward?
Well, there's a couple of big concerns. Three, in fact. First, interest rates are going to continue to rise. So unless employment growth and population growth rise faster, higher interest rates will overwhelm demand and cause some slowing further in sales. The second thing is that higher home prices themselves are restraining. And finally, fiscal problems and the lack of a resolution of the debt ceiling and the deficit. We have shutdowns of the federal government. The government is not processing, for example, FHA mortgage applications, which is a big deal for housing, and the uncertainty, which causes people to hold back. So hopefully we'll get past the federal government problems this week, and then we'll just deal with the other two problems, which we can probably handle.
Thank you very much for your time, Hank.
Good to be with you, Nicole.